crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We started talking Legion Baseball earlier in the week. Willie Ellington with the Price Squad joined us on the show Tuesday. Today we're going to continue Legion Baseball talk and flip it to Helper, who opened up the season yesterday on the road against Roosevelt, and they scored two big victories. We'll also get an update on the younger squad that is participating in Utah's Perfect Game League. Joining us right now to give us all that, we have Coach Jeff Cincinnatus. Coach, always great to get you in. Thank you.
Oh, good to get back in, Jordan. Thanks.
Coach, we'll start by talking about the Legion baseball season. You guys get underway yesterday. You travel to Roosevelt, and just like that, a Helper, they pick up right where they left off. I mean, you guys won a state championship the last time this team was out there on the field, and you guys earned two blowout victories over Roosevelt to start off league play.
Yeah, it was good to get the Legion group back on the field. I think all the kids were excited, and I know I was excited as a coach and everything, but we traveled to Roosevelt yesterday, get an 18-1 win in the first game and a 12-3 victory in the second game, and you know got everybody on the squad a lot of time yesterday. Did a very good job hitting and pitching the ball, and you know, Roosevelt was a little bit younger team than what we have, and you know, with our Legion team, you know, we do have some graduated kids that just graduated from Carbon playing and some older kids, but that's the way Legion's always been ran here, and I'm not going to do it any different. We're going to give those kids a chance to play, so but it was exciting to get back out on the field as an American Legion team.
You know, you mentioned some of these older kids that are playing and bringing up the fact that that's the way Legion ball has been ran. It's one of the things I love about Legion. I mean, it all depends on when that birthday is, and sometimes some teams have an advantage over others. You got some graduating kids, and this is going to be a very good team this year. You guys have a heap of talent.
Yeah, there is some good talent, obviously. And, you know, some of the other teams, you know, talk about the league that we're in. We're calling it the Southern Utah American Legion League, which has St. George, ourselves, Price, Roosevelt and Vernal. So we got five teams participating in the league this year, and you know, it's up to those teams to if they want to play older guys too, they can. You know, I think Roosevelt was just wanting to stick with kids returning back to high school next year, and that's their prerogative. But you know, American Legion does allow you to have older guys on your team. You may even have a kid who returns from a year of college ball. We don't have any on our squad this year that are doing that, but you know, we're going to take advantage of the American Legion rules, which does allow us to play older guys. And I know I've always been a big fan of letting my seniors come back and play. They've usually put in 3 or 4 years for you, and I think you reward them by coming back and letting them, you know, have an opportunity to, you know, maybe make a college team next year or whatever it is. So, you know, I'm comfortable with the team we have. We do have a lot of talent. We have some kids from Emory County coming over to play for us this year, which is going to help us out and help them out again. And, you know, I'm excited to see how the summer plays out.
Coach, we'll talk about the two wins pitching-wise. Anthony McLean, he gets the win, pitches three scoreless innings in that 18-1 blowout win. And then Jaden Flemmett and Mitch Olson kind of share some duties. Jaden gets the win because you guys jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead. But it seems like you guys are going to have arms this year as far as pitching, which is key come state tournament time, obviously. That's going to be a nice luxury.
Yeah, it will be. You know, Anthony got back on the mound, and you know, he didn't get an opportunity the last week and a half of our high school season with our state tournament because I needed him to do his duties on the dish for us catching. And so it had been a while since he had been out on the mound for us. And, you know, he came out in the first game and threw really solid, you know, 4 or 5 innings and did a great job in that first game and, you know, looked really good again. Zach Bradley come in and picked up for him and got some innings and finished off the game. And, you know, just a real good game. You know, Roosevelt scored their lone run in the last inning on an error. So it was a good pitching performance for our team. They hit the ball extremely well in the first game. You know, a handful of doubles, a home run by Cole Fawcett. So we really hit the ball well. Second game, you know, Jaden Flemmett, who has not thrown for us all year, he's been nursing a sore shoulder. We got him out on the mound for one inning, and it was good to see Jaden get out there and at least throw one inning and see how that shoulder is going to hold up this summer. And you know, it was a little sore after that. So Mitch Olson came in the second inning and worked some good innings for us. And then I believe Taylor Nebeta finished up the game for us on the mound too. And so, yeah, pitching was good. Defense, for the most part, was good. We had just a couple errors on the day. And, you know, I was really happy to see the kids get back out there after, you know, maybe a couple-week layoff and get back into the swing of things.
Again, Coach Jeff Cincinnurus of the Helper American Legion baseball team joining us right now. Coach, next up, you guys will take on Roosevelt, same team that you beat yesterday, tomorrow. This is going to be the first home set throughout the year, at the Helper Legion Field. You guys get a doubleheader tomorrow. Only one game that will count as far as the league record.
Yeah, with our league's way we got it set up, I mentioned the teams that are in our league with the five of us. We're going to play each other three times as league games, and so, you know, we play it three times because then you have an odd game there with tiebreakers. If you play an even series of two or four games, then, you know, you could split with each other and not have a true tiebreaker. So we're going to play everybody three times. That's going to be 12 league games for everybody. But we're trying to set up doubleheaders every time we play somebody just to get games in. So we will play a doubleheader against Roosevelt tomorrow at 6 and 8 in Helper. The first game will count towards our league game. That'll be our third and final league game with Roosevelt. And then the second game will just be, you know, just a season game for us. And so that's where our schedule is going to kind of line up all season. You know, and right now we've only really got our league games scheduled. I'm still in the process of trying to schedule a handful of more games against maybe a few other Legion teams from up north. I've also had a few non-Legion teams that have shown interest in wanting to come and play us. So we're going to keep adding games as the summer goes, and I'm going to do my best to keep you updated here, Jordan, with that and the newspaper and everybody else so that we get people out to watch us play. But, you know, it's a little bit different than years past where we had a whole Legion schedule planned out for the whole summer, and it was all on paper, and we went with it. And, you know, I apologize that the schedule's just not out there that way. It's just hard with the, you know, not having the same amount of teams we've had in the past. But we're gonna still try and play between a 25 and 30 game schedule this summer with our Legion team, with 12 of those games being, you know, league games, and maybe hopefully getting another, you know, 10 to 15 games of non-league opponents. And so I'll try and keep everybody up to date as that goes. But yeah, get back out. We have a home set Friday night. And then we turn around and have another home set on Monday night with the Price American Legion team, and those will both be home games for us in Helper. And again, starting at 6 and 8, and those will both be league games for us on Monday night as well.
Yeah, the Price and Helper game, it seems like there's always a great turnout. Obviously, you have two local teams, and I think the kids like playing in that game as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun for us to get together and play each other. I mean, you know, we've been doing it now for probably going on 6 or 7 years, as long as you know, Willie's put a team together for Price, which has been a good thing for them. And, you know, we'll get back out on the field again and, you know, see what we can do with the Price team, and then we'll follow up. We don't play the next couple games with them for a couple more weeks just because of some scheduling things. So we won't turn around and play them again next week after the Monday game, but it'll be a couple weeks before we see them again.
Now, the state tournament for the Legion season, you got to jump all the way to July 20th through the 23rd. So you're playing for the 1 or 2 seed to get to the postseason out of this division. Have you paid any attention to what the Northern League has and how talented they are this year?
You know, I got a list of teams, Bear River, Grantsville, teams like that, again, that are up there in the north. And, you know, there's going to be a couple quality teams. Mountain Crest, you know, always seems to put together a team of older kids that have always participated in Legion, and I heard once again they're doing that. So I haven't done too much research yet. We will get two teams out of our league, as we mentioned earlier, two automatic bids. They did change the format with the state tournament where it's now only an 8-team state tournament. It used to be 16, but, you know, with the drop and decline of American Legion teams, it only makes sense that we cut that down. And so, you know, yeah, we're playing for that those two spots into the state tournament. You know, and then when we get to the state tournament, we're playing for another regional, another state championship, and then another trip to a regional, which this year will be in Colorado. And, you know, that's our goal again, and be nice to go and win another state championship and go compete in a regional and let these kids get noticed by, you know, people outside of our area. And that's the great thing about Legion ball is, you know, the farther you go, the more scouts see these kids play, the bigger it is, and just it's just a great atmosphere for these guys, and that's one reason why I wanted to get back into Legion ball. And I know we're going to touch base a little bit. I've still got one younger team that's playing in Utah's Perfect Game League, same league we were in last year. You know, I got a group of some incoming freshmen and incoming sophomores and a couple incoming juniors who are participating on that team, and they've already gotten off to a 6-game start, and they're 2-4 right now, but they've played really well. They lost their first two games to Pleasant Grove by just one run apiece, and then played a really good American Fork team who, you know, just came off a 5A state championship and played their younger kids. And then went back up and played another Pleasant Grove team last night and won two games. So they're getting a handful of games too, and they're actually trying to play their games. We're trying to work those games where they can play them and Helper also and play doubleheaders every time they play. So, you know, we'll try and keep people up to date on maybe what their schedule's like. I think they are going to play a doubleheader in Helper next Thursday evening is what we've got set up for them, and their games will start at 5:30 and 7. So plenty of baseball to be played out at the old ballpark in Helper, which is great, great. Get people out to watch games. So if you see the lights on or anything, or if you're unsure, if you want to watch a game, give me a call, and I can let you know whether there's going to be a game going on or not. But plenty of ball this summer going around the county, and it's an exciting time again.
Yeah, it definitely is. Doing some great things with these two teams. I like the idea of having a younger team in that perfect game league, especially after watching it last year. It seems like that's a great league for development.
Yeah, it really is. I didn't think it was such a great league for the older guys as far as giving them something to play for, which is the reason we went back to Legion Ball. But for developmental purposes and just getting kids more time on the field, working on their pitching, their hitting, and developing them to get to the varsity level at the high school, I think it's a great league for them to get more time. And, you know, I'm happy with what I've seen so far out of that group, and I hope they continue to work hard and get better all summer.
Coach, before I let you go, we're going to step away from sports here for just a minute. Of course, now you're at Auto Forums Price Auto Group. You guys got a pretty fun event that's going to be taking place Saturday morning. I want you to go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to be down at the new Tractor Supply store there in Price, right off the highway just before you get to the Auto Farm. We're going to be doing hot dogs and hamburgers and drinks there. I think Tractor Supply's got a petting zoo that they're going to have going on. We're going to have some Auto Farm trucks down there at some rock bottom prices, you know, to have the people look at and try and put you in one. I've really enjoyed the 2 weeks, short 2 weeks that I've had there at the Auto Farm so far. It's been a pleasure for me to work with the people down there and then get to work with the people in the community. I love talking to people, and anybody that knows they talk to me, I get carried away a little bit on sports and hunting and a lot of other things.
That's a good
thing.
You
know, I am there to sell vehicles, and it's been really fun for me. And it's just a great, great atmosphere there at the Auto Farm, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. And, yeah, this weekend on Saturday, I believe it starts at noon, from noon to 2, down at the new Tractor Supply store there in Price. You know, we're going to be teamed up with them and doing some things, and you know, we're going to have some proceeds go to Primary Children's Hospital. So, you know, fun time. If you're around in town that day, drop in, come talk to me, you know, see what we can do on a new vehicle, but get down to the Tractor Supply store and just see what they have to offer. I've been in there a couple times now, and it's a great store to have in our area, obviously, with all the farming and everything else we have going on. They've got everything you need in there. And bring the kids down to the petting zoo and just have a fun day. Come down and have a hot dog or a hamburger and just enjoy a couple hours there. And, yeah, look me up, and we'll talk about sports or whatever else you want. And if we get to selling a car, we'll get to selling a car. So, but come down and talk to us. Appreciate it.
Coach, I always thank you for taking the time to come in here and talk baseball with us. I know we'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, I'll be back in, Jordan. Appreciate it. And we'll see everybody maybe on Saturday.
Coach Cincinnatus, again, of the Helper American Legion baseball team. They'll continue the season tomorrow at home as they take on Roosevelt. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we're going to bring Jabari Davis from BasketballInsiders.com. He's going to help me dissect Game 3 of the NBA Finals. I'm done trying to figure out this series. We get a blowout in Game 2 for Golden State. We get a blowout in Game 3 for Cleveland. Are the Cavs back in the series? Yes, but I really think their season is going to depend on Game 4 because they're not going to win Game 5 at Oracle. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's Drive Time Sports.